coal miners in central Appalachia are increasingly exposed to silica, a rock dust that lodges deep in the lungs. For decades, labor advocates have called for the federal government to take action on silica dust exposure. Now, new research has directly linked the dust as a driver of the black lung epidemic. Katie Myers with the Ohio Valley Resource reports.
Jerry Coleman is sitting at the Cabin Creek Health Clinic in West Virginia.
Most of the people look at you and they think that you're healthy.
Coleman has black lung, a disease caused by long-term exposure to coal and rock dust in the mines. The soft-spoken 69-year-old worked underground for 37 years.
When you start getting black lung, you will notice that you can't keep up with the people. Your body just won't let you do it.
When he worked in the mines, Coleman was frustrated by the lack of safety standards. He says companies would be on their best behavior when an inspector came around.
Once he leaves, you know, production is number one. You know, the man doesn't have a lot of choice.
He knew the fine silica dust he breathed every day had something to do with his condition, but he couldn't prove it until now.
We have a sort of epidemiologic evidence from the center of the disease has, you know, resurgent diseases located in central Appalachia, which is where we see these high silica dust levels.
That's Dr. Robert Cohen, a pulmonologist at the University of Illinois at Chicago. He recently came out with an analysis showing a direct link between silica and black lung. It's currently legal for miners to be exposed to twice as much silica dust as workers in any other industry, but federal mine safety officials are currently reviewing the standards. Here's Cohen again.
Clearly, I think we have enough evidence to control this.
Central Appalachia is a hub for black lung cases, especially as the mining process has become more mechanized and companies have to blow through more rock to get to coal seams. Brandon Crum is a radiologist at the Pikeville United Medical Clinic in eastern Kentucky. He's been researching a surge in black lung cases in recent years.
I've seen more complicated in the last 18 months than I've seen in my entire career reading black lung x-rays.
He says younger and younger miners are coming into his clinic and their families will deal with the fallout for decades to come.
Somebody's going to have to take care of them for the next 20 or 30 years, and it's going to be a huge burden.
Wes Addington runs the Black Lung Legal Clinic at the Appalachian Citizens Law Center in Whitesburg, Kentucky. He says even if the federal government updates silica dust standards, it won't completely fix the problem.
Just because they develop a rule doesn't mean it's going to be sufficient enough to protect future generations of miners from sort of the same fate.
If the rule's going to work, Addington says officials need to look for better ways to monitor silica all the time, not just during inspections.
The risk of immediate, you know, mining deaths in coal mines has vastly improved from where it was 100 years ago or even 50 years ago. But the long-term exposure to deadly dust has, you know, essentially been a failure.
Like many in Appalachia, Jerry Coleman saw the mines as the best way to provide for his family.
If you wanted to make a good living, a decent living, the coal mines was the place to work.
But now he has trouble enjoying the life coal bought him. He can't walk up his mountain anymore or hunt. He says sometimes if he plays with his grandkids too long, he loses his breath and he can't get it back.
Yeah, I made a good living, but I'm paying for it now.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Katie Myers.
In early June, the Federal Mine Safety and Health Administration announced it would be taking action to reduce miners' exposure to silica dust. Spot inspections at facilities with a history of silica dust exposures and more sampling for silica dust are part of the new enforcement initiative, as well as educating miners about their rights. According to reporting by Ohio Valley Resource, the administration is currently working on a new rule that will improve on current silica dust standards.